parak is for Yom Fifth Mishnah. Besar HaKodesh Shukom Alav HaKipa. Somebody cooked meat of Hekdesh, and there's some type of froth or the like, some congealed matter that stuck to the top of it. Noga Tvil Yom B'Kipa, if the Tvil Yom touched this Kipa, Chatich is Mataris. In other words, this congealed broth on top of it is considered a separate entity, and therefore it's not metame the pieces of meat. Noga B'Chaticha, Chaticha, anything that comes up together with that piece that he picks up is considered one unit. He says that even if you touch the broth that's congealed, it's considered one unit together with the pieces of meat. Also, the same thing applies to kidneys that form sometime congealed matter on top of slices of bread. Maisa gedeira, the kidneys. If you have cooked kidneys, so mismanchim pirudim in a little bit. If they still remain the dependent pieces of kidneys, then each one's an independent entity. Mismanchim gushrib. If they cooked enough and just dissolved into one chunk, then it's considered one unit. If a bunch of chunks, so the first one's a rishon and the second becomes a sheni, the third one's a shlishi. Shemen shutsaf al gabe yayin. There's oil on top of wine. Vnogit v'lo yom b'shemen leposel ela shemen. They consider two entities. So if you touch the oil, it doesn't pass off the wine. Rabbi Chaim Menuhin says no. They're all considered one unit.